WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
A small gift shop in Ukrainian village in Chicago has seen an influx of customers since Russia invaded Ukraine a month ago. People come looking for goods to show their support for Ukraine, but they're also looking for a sense of belonging. WBEZ's Anna Savchenko reports.
A few thousand people are gathering in Ukrainian village for a rally. Some make a detour into the Delta gift shop, where clerk Oksana Diskevich says people have been snapping up Ukrainian flags and blue and yellow ribbons. Diskevich moved from Ukraine in the 1990s and has worked at the store for 5 years. What she likes most about it is the people. The store has always attracted customers from all over the world, she said, who came to admire the traditional goods they sell as though the store were a museum. But they also came to share their stories. Now, they're coming to show they're not indifferent to the war. 19-year-old Aman Hussein is picking out a traditional Ukrainian shirt called the Vyshovanka to wear to the rally in support of Ukraine. He's a college student from India, visiting Chicago on spring break. A black shirt with blue embroidery on the front catches his eye.
I like this, so I'll think about it. Yeah.
Hussein grew up in a Ukrainian neighborhood in Dubai. Some Russians live there, too. His family comes from land near the Indian-Chinese border that's been disputed for decades.
I really resonate with the situation with Ukraine because our ethnic group, Assamese, we're from a place, Assam, we are going through a similar problems where we're being discriminated just for who we are.
He studies Russian in college because learning about Slavic culture is his way of reconnecting with the Ukrainians and Russians that he grew up with. But with friends in both countries, he feels torn.
You see, my heart is both in Russia and Ukraine, so I'm very much split because these two peoples, their cultures and all, has affected a lot of my life in a positive way. And I'm just glad that at least the average citizen in Russia is against this war.
Others are also shopping for some sense of belonging. Jeffrey Grimes is trying on different sizes of a cream-colored Vyshovanka shirt while his two young sons roam the store.
I'm just looking for something a little...
Something Ukrainian.
Grimes teaches Spanish at Joliet Central High School. His great-grandparents moved to the U.S. from Ukraine. But he didn't have anyone to speak Ukrainian with growing up, so he ended up learning Spanish instead. Now, he's married to a Mexican-American woman and has embraced Hispanic culture.
I always tell my students, you know, tengo el corazón mexicano, pero palpita sangre ucraniana. You know, like, my heart might be Mexican, but the blood that pumps through it is Ukrainian blood.
The war has made him want to reconnect with his Ukrainian roots and to show his sons how beautiful culture is.
If I didn't think it was beautiful, I would have never learned how to speak Spanish and I wouldn't have immersed myself in the neighborhood I grew up in, you know.
At checkout, he grabs a couple of small Ukrainian flags. He wants to lay them by the graves of his great-grandparents after they visit the rally.
For, you know, where my grandfather came from, I think that they deserve the same thing, the same right, the same respect, the same, you know, opportunity to flourish as a culture and be proud of who they are. They ain't trying to hurt nobody. You know, they're just trying to be happy.
He thanks Adiskevich at the store and walks away with a deeper connection to his family's homeland.
Have a nice day.
Anna Savchenko, WBEZ News.